Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of the Morning Devotional. My name is Pastor William Hill, the pastor of Providence Church, a congregation of the Presbyterian Church in America. It's great to have you here with me for a Monday, August 30th, 2021. This is edition number 68 of season 4 of the Morning Devotional. We are currently examining and thinking through the implications and importance of the Westminster Shorter Catechism. Today we come to question number 62. But let's pray first, and then we'll consider this question together. Our God in heaven, as we now come before your word, that word which is sharper than any two-edged sword, we sit in humble reliance upon your grace, upon your spirit, that he might teach us these important truths. May you help us. May you be kind to us. May we learn from you, we ask, for Christ's sake. Amen. Well, in the Friday edition, we consider question number 61, what is forbidden in the fourth commandment? Today we come to question number 62, which asks, what are the reasons annexed to the fourth commandment? The reasons annexed to the fourth commandment are God's allowing us 6 days of the week for our own employments, his challenging a special propriety in the seventh, his own example, and his blessing the Sabbath day. Now in Exodus chapter 20, of course, there given to us the moral law of God, the Ten Commandments as we know it. In Exodus chapter 20 and verse 9, there we read, 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. One of the reasons that it's connected to the fourth commandment is that God allows us 6 days of the week to do the things that we enjoy to do, that is our recreations, our hobbies, the things that we enjoy, a walk in the park, a dinner out at the restaurant, a ball game, either in person or watching it on our TVs. he affords us 6 days of the week for our jobs, our recreations, those works that are not covered necessarily by works of necessity and mercy. 6 days of the week we can do these things. He has provided that for us that we might earn our daily bread, and we ought to be working. I know we live in a world today that doesn't take much regard for labor and diligence, but we ought to be working. And while the question has often been asked, does this mean that we have to work 6 days of the week? No. It's designed and its structure to set over against those 6 days, the one holy day that God has made for us. And so he's allowed these things. He's permitted them for us, and we should take advantage of them. We should use them. We should enjoy them. I fear that we often enjoy those days more than we enjoy the Lord's Day. But that's a discussion for another time, isn't it? And so one of the reasons connected to the fourth commandment is that God has been kind and gracious. He could have demanded of us every day, except one where we have to go earn our daily bread and toil and labor. Now, while it is certainly true that we owe God every minute of every day, all the time, God has specifically set apart certain times that we are to keep holy to him in a way that's different than the other days. The other reason connected to this command is given when it says his challenging a special propriety in the seventh. That is to say that we know from how God blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy that he established a uniqueness of that day, a special propriety within the confines of that day, by his own appointment, by his own decree. And then finally, we have his example and his blessing of his blessing the Sabbath day. And we, of course, read about that in the very beginning. Before even the fall of man, Adam and Eve were taught about the holy nature of this day. And there we read in Genesis 2, verse 1, thus the heavens and the earth were finished and all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day, God finished his work that he had done. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day. He didn't bless the other days so much. He called them good, and God saw that it was good. And we read that all the way through Genesis chapter 1. But here God is blessing the seventh day, the Sabbath day, the day of worship, the day of rest. And then he made it holy. Why? Because on it God rested from all his work that he had done in creation. And so we have his example and his blessing of it right here in the Word of God. Now, if you have a problem with the Lord's Day, your problem isn't with me or what I am saying. I'm just simply reading the verses with very little comment about them. God blessed that day. He made it holy. And then he goes on in the giving of the moral law to inscripturate his demands on his creatures that they too then therefore keep this day holy. And sadly, in the church today, never mind the world, I don't expect the world to honor the fourth commandment. They don't honor any of the commandments. But in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, of all people, we ought to be very zealous about all the commandments, but we really need to focus in on what a friend of mine calls the half commandment. Some people might even say it's been excised completely. We only have 9, the way we behave. That's true. We're all good with the fact that God created the world in the space of 6 days and all very good. We're all fine in saying that God blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. But when it comes to the demands and the challenge and the example that presses upon our own conscience and our own lives, what do we do with it? Well, then we rationalize and we justify, and then we begin to make a list of rules of things we can and cannot do. God wants us to delight in him. On this day, a day that you are afforded more opportunity to do so, as I've said so many times already, to look at the positive expression of the Sabbath day, to look at its positive benefits of what we get to do that we just simply cannot do during the week because of time constraints and other demands upon our lives. So God gives us an example. He blesses this day, and if that's what he does with this day, how much more should we then seek to bless it, honor it, and keep it? These are the reasons that are connected to the fourth commandment. They are without dispute. And I pray that the people of God would begin to take this more seriously. I suspect that if the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ would purpose and to be diligent to honor the Lord's Day, we would see great, great work done by our God in heaven and blessing poured out upon his church for our zeal to look very different from the world. I was having a conversation just the other day, a very brief conversation, one might not even classify it as a conversation, but anyway, from a Christian, not a member of my church, but I know what happens, who talks about how they're leaving the church building on the Lord's Day, and that they're going down to the street to the restaurant, and they're going to... We are an anemic people, and we have very little influence over the culture because we do not honor the fourth commandment. And so I would appeal to your conscience, I would appeal to your sensibilities, that we remember that all the commandments are in view. We should keep them, honor them, strive with all of the help that the Spirit of God can give his people to keep this commandment. God has given us an example. He has told us the reasons. What more can he do? We just need to be obedient. And where we fail and struggle and fall on this particular subject, we seek God's grace and forgiveness. He grants it. And then we endeavor, we persevere, we purpose to honor the day, to delight in it, to love it, to look forward to it. It is the queen of days, the marketplace of our souls. We need this day that we might be blessed by God and that we might honor him. Also, well, I trust these times are a blessing for you. If you have any comments, you can leave me a note. That information is before you on the screen. Until Tuesday, when we begin to look at the fifth commandment, I trust the Lord will bless you today. He'll help you to walk with him. God bless.